Unit 14. Listening Activity 2. Speaker 1.
I often have problems getting my message across. Some people seem to be natural communicators, while others struggle. I find it hard to get to the point and not beat around the bush, which can be pretty confusing for the listeners, though my slides are good. People have very short attention spans, so you can't include too much redundant stuff, and it's crucial to be direct about what you're trying to say. Of course, things like good eye contact are useful, and some people say body language is a thing to concentrate on. But I know it's all in the writing of the presentation.
Speaker 2.
This may seem obvious to you, but it's amazing how many people wear a kind of mask to impress others. I was guilty of this myself when I started out, because I felt huge pressure to make a good impression on everyone else. But in the long run, it didn't work. People see through you. It doesn't matter how good your speaking voice is or how much of an actor you are, you have to speak from your heart. But nowadays, without being able to use slides effectively, you may not be as good as you could be, though you have to retain your integrity.
Speaker 3.
Some people are very animated when they're talking to others. They use lots of hand movements and different facial expressions. If this is your style, that's great. If not, don't worry about it. You have to find a way of expressing yourself that you're comfortable with and stick with it. As long as you're getting your views across, which means articulating your words well and not mumbling, that's the key. And if you can make sure everyone in the audience thinks that you are looking at them and talking directly to them, then that's a bonus.
Speaker 4.
When I'm passionate about something, I tend to speak really fast, wave my arms around and try and get all of the words out at once. When you speak fast and have a lot to say, it's hard for all the information to be processed by the listeners at the end of it. But you need to support what you're saying, so mastering the computer is something I think should come first. The slides can actually slow your speaking down, which is no bad thing, and you can always use your body if you want to.
Speaker 5.
People used to say I smiled too much, though I don't really get that. But seriously, smiling did and still does have a very positive effect on others. When you smile, your eyes light up and you can hear it in your voice. Good communication is always made better if people enjoy listening to you. But there's something I learned very early that for me is the number one tip. If you look away from your audience and have a miserable face, you may find that people don't warm to you, or worse still, don't trust you. Slick computer skills can't make up for that.